Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to Success Freaks number 185. How do you laser focus your goals?
We discuss how focus can take different forms.
What laser focus means for your goals and a tip from the book, The Tools.
We'll answer a question on how to define your goals.
In the Level Up section, we help you pick your main goals and be smart, S-M-A-R-T, about it.
And sometimes big picture is specific enough, and sometimes it ain't.
All this coming up right now.
Success Freaks!
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to the number one frickin' laser comedic motivational show, otherwise known as Success Freaks. Today's working title is episode 185, How Do You Laser Focus Your Goals? And today we are coming at you semi-live for the second time in a row from Chandler, Arizona, and the Bears Den in Conyers, Georgia. And in that Bears Den is the grizzly himself, the big black bear. Whatever you want to call him, Charles McFall, Dark Side of Positive.
Only in an episode where we're talking about laser focus do you read the wrong thing.
I know. And as I'm starting it, I'm like, I don't read all this. What's going on? I don't normally do all this. What the hey?
So
here we are. Laser focus your goals and stuff. Yeah. There it was in the Congo. Don't worry about it.
Did you find Waldo in the deep, dark jungles of Africa?
I did. He was easy to spot with that getup, and he was sweating with that wool cap. So, yes. Yes. Welcome to all of our listeners, our myriad listeners. For the first time today, we've been a featured show on Blog Talk Radio for nigh unto a week now. But for the first time, I happened to look at their front page, and lo and behold, there we are. Our little show, the little show that could, was at the bottom. But we're there. If you scroll down, you will find us.
Nice. There's still, just so people know, I'm still working out some of the kinks. It's on my end. I know there's duplicate episodes on Blog Talk Radio. I'm fixing things, and it's a growing process, but it's awesome. We want to thank them for having us, and it's a lot of fun. And the recording, as we record live, I'm still working out the high def issues, so if you listen live, you'll hear the AM version of what we do. But I do get the show put back in under the high def section, and we're working out how to direct record properly. Just so you know, it's not their fault. It's me and working out my end of things. So we are doing that and growing. And, you know, this might be a great time for this show because I haven't done that because I'm working on another show and another show and another show. And I've actually been getting a lot of work outside the house and inside the house. It's like, holy crap, I got a lot of things going here. And when you started talking to me about, let's do this show, I heard we're going to talk about distractions and how to eliminate them. You're like, no. We're going to talk about kung fu chopping and flipping. And it's like, what are you talking about? You say, I'm talking about lasers, baby.
Lasers. On a shark. Freaking lasers. Is that too much to ask?
I tagged the movie Austin Powers in our tags for Blog Talk just because you keep doing that.
Thank you. That's awesome. Yeah, well, because we talked about distractions before and focusing on your distractions. Hey, I got to cut out this. I got to cut out this. You're kind of focusing on the stuff that you want to get away. And as we know here at Success Freaks, what you focus on, you grow. So that's not it. We want to focus on our goals and what do you want out of life? You know, that's one thing I did this week, and I was sitting down and I took a piece of paper, a legal pad of paper, and I was like, well, what do I want out of life? What am I really working for? Well, I want this. I want this. I want that. It came up with 10 different things, 10 different aspects of my life. And then I was like, okay, I cut it into 10 little blocks. What am I doing in my life and where do those things fit? Now, there was a couple of things like my day job working with the Tortuga Twins actually fit in four places. That was the highest number. Success Freaks also hit in four places. I mean, even working with the Coast Guard Auxiliary, which I thought well, I may have to, you know, do less of that because it's not going to fit anywhere, actually fit in a couple of places. So if you find that you've got extracurricular activities that you're doing and they don't fit in that goal, hey, this doesn't really fit in what I want to do with my life, this thing that I'm supposed to be focusing on, then that's just excess noise. That's a way of you avoiding what you want to do. Hey, and that's one of the things that I'm reading and listening to a couple of books. One of them actually was shared with me by Ronnie Rocks, and it's called The Tools. And one of the things that I was going through is like, well, what's my way of avoiding what I want to do? What's my way of doing it? Is for me, it's having so much, being so busy is a way of me not moving forward with what I want to do. Well, I can't do that because I'm too busy. Or using that to so I don't have to do those things. I don't, this administrative stuff. Oh, I've got so many other important things to do. I can't do that. Sometimes you have to push towards the pain. And it's one of the first tools that they talk about in there is reversal of desire, which is basically moving towards pain, embracing pain, helping, you know, finding out that pain actually sets you free on some level. We'll talk about that later in the show. I don't want to get to that right this minute. But that's what we're talking about today.
You know, I got to say, I hear what you're talking about with the different areas in life. And at one point, we even gave a speech, The Four Horsemen of Success, where I talk about how I gained clarity. It's a great title because you came up with it. Is that why it's a great title?
No, I just, I'm just blowing our own horn. Not just me. It was a group effort. A group of two. Anyways, go on.
Thank you. I try not to. I talk about how I gained clarity and focused my goals. And at the time, I said I have three goals in life. Not really goals. It's three. My priority list: your family first, the job second, and then at that time is the job second, and then the dream third, and you know everything has to support the family, and eventually the dream replaces the job as it has in the last year or so for me, and it's still finding places to grow. And I got to tell you, I've eliminated all that. You know, I've gotten down to one thing that I compare to: does this help others be awesome? You know, I'm not being cliche. I'm not trying to be a bumper sticker. I know I'm saying not a lot, because that's just an old habit of saying not. Really, it's just, we'll talk about it later, but I've done some things this weekend that I realized when somebody asks me what I do, I'm going to give them a different answer. And it's not help others be awesome. Like I said, we'll get into it later. But I've realized having all these different things in life really wasn't my goal. It wasn't three different things I'm trying to do. It was one thing. You know, does this help my family be awesome? Does it help others be awesome? Does it help the work that I do be awesome? Does it help, you know, do I help others be awesome? And if I'm not, if the answer is no, then that's when I start laser hair removal, cutting it out.
Well, yesterday was Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
We slid into that transition smoothly.
And his the quote that I put up on my Morning World Facebook is, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? And so that goes right along with help others be awesome. I was watching a video today as I was waking up with my coffee about this guy who had gotten something from Olive Garden, like I can't remember, something evergreen pasta or never ending pasta.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've heard that story.
He bought it for $100. And what he did is throughout the week, he went to different Olive Gardens and basically used got over 100 of those so far, and then started giving it out to the homeless just to brighten their day a little bit. Here's some pasta. Here's, what was it, chicken Alfredo or something like that from Olive Garden. And, you know, they videoed it, and it was a nice moment. It was something that he could do. Hey, look, I got this thing, and instead of just, you know, using it just for myself, I'm going to share it. You know, just like we learned in kindergarten, share your toys, share what you get. So
sharing is caring. Now that was a great story. I heard it a little differently. I did not read anything on it. It came to me secondhand from somebody who did read it, but essentially it was the same basic principle of what you're saying of what he's doing. And I know some of the media backlash for Olive Garden was like, oh, you set this up, you've paid this guy, and I'm like, nope, We had nothing to do with it. He's doing it on his own. However, we'd be fools not to promote the crap out of it.
Right.
Because
right.
it gives everybody a good name. So yes, we're absolutely capitalizing on his good deeds. And I don't know if they reached out to him. I don't know if they've helped him. But, you know, it's a good thing that he's doing. He's feeding people and it's fun. So, you know what? We got a lot more of this show to get into here in the next segment. If you're here live on a Blog Talk Radio from 10:30 a.m. until we're done Eastern, you'll hear all the in-between and the setups of the segments. Otherwise, we want to say thanks to WGNC AM 1450 for airing the awesome Final Polish show. And, of course, you can find us on successfreaks.com, all in beautiful high def. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Success Freaks number 185. How do you laser focus your goals? And we are here back at Success Freaks and ready to talk about all that groovy stuff. So, Charles, how do you laser focus your goals?
Well, you know, it's like I ended the last segment. You start living your dreams. You know, when I first started podcasting, at first I was like, I do a podcast and nobody knew what the hell that was. So it's like, I'm a radio host. Well, what station? Well, I have it on my website. And even then it got funny looks and people just did not understand 10 years ago how you could download audio and put it on an iPod. And actually a lot of people didn't even have iPods. So it was an interesting time. It made excuses. You know, I had to explain what my show was. I explained what I did. And people just didn't get it. And I felt scattered. And that has actually followed me throughout a lot of my podcasting career where I had too many things going or I couldn't quite explain what I did. And then now people honestly don't even ask what I do. It's as we work together, they start picking up on I do audio stuff and I do production and I help and sometimes they'll ask me and I'll tell them I'm a show host and I'm on this station, I'm on that station, I'm on you here and there. But I think honestly, the laser focus, you just start going, what do I really want? Why am I confused? Why can I not? If you can't explain it to yourself what you do, you can't explain it to anybody else. You're not focused. And I think it's just starting with that step. What is your goal? What is it you're doing or what is it you're attempting to do? And when you can explain that to yourself, you're about 20 steps ahead of the game.
Yeah, most people can't do that. Most people can't even write down, you know, in a sentence, oh, this is my goal. You know, oh, I have so many things I want to do. Okay. Well, this week we're doing a panel at New Media Expo. So as a speaker, I had to put a bio together and update my bio. And I was like, okay, let me do that. And I finally got something that I liked. And I put it in there and it said only 100 words allowed. And I was like 132. I'm like, how am I going to do this? I just got it perfect. How am I going to whittle this down? So I did a trick that I like to do, which is like, okay, for every word I take away, I get paid $100. Which words are not important? Whittle, 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 whittle. Finally, after another half an hour, I was able to get it down to 99 words. And I read it and I'm like, you know what? It's better. It's better without the fluff. And it was difficult for me to get through some of that stuff because I had everything exact. The same thing is true with your life and your goals. What Charles says is absolutely true. That's the first thing you have to do is figure out what it is you want to do. And if you're like, well, I can't, there's so many things I don't want to fail because I'm not picking the right thing. Look, if you're not moving forward, you're already failing. If you haven't picked something to do, just pick something. Doesn't mean that you're locked into it. Just pick something and then look at the rest of your life. Well, I get to do this other thing now. Well, does it fit with your goal? If it doesn't, then you need to cut that out. It's wasting your time. It's a distraction. You want to laser focus on your goals so that you can move forward with that thing. Now, as somebody with ADD, I like to jump around like, well, I'm going to work on this, and then I'm going to work on this, and I'm going to work on this, and that's fine, and it keeps me entertained, but it doesn't necessarily get things done. Yesterday, I think I got three things done, but I got something done. And that was a big deal for me because I was like, nope, this is the thing I'm working on. And I'm going to be doing this until it's done. And I ran into one obstacle, which I was setting up for Tortuga Twins for our merchandise. I had to figure out how much stuff we have and then how much I have to order. And the trailer is parked in such a way that the side door is blocked. I can't get to it. So I'm looking at it from the back and I'm like, well, I could unload the whole trailer and then count my stuff and then load it all up again. And I'm like, yep, that's what I'm going to do. And I did that. I unloaded everything and then did my count and then put everything back. And you know what? I got everything done in time and my order went out yesterday. Instead of sitting here today going, wow, I really need to do that someday. Oh, there's so much else I have to do, blah, blah, blah. I laser focused and that got that goal done. It wasn't something I wanted to spend my time on, but I did.
So you're telling me the laser focus is the hard way of doing things, or sometimes you have to really do it the hard way.
Sometimes it's necessary to do it. Sometimes you have to look at the pain of, this thing you don't want to do. Well, and it may not be, it's definitely not physical pain. It could be just tediousness. It could be something else that you don't want to do. You have to look at it and you have to go bring it on. And then you have to run headlong into it. And then, and that will get you through it. One of the books I'm reading is called The Tools, and there'll be a link on, I'll put a link, if there's not already, I think there is a link on our Success Freaks Facebook. We'll put one here too. And it tells a story about this guy he met who was a football player, and he was a lot of colleges were looking at him, and he wasn't the biggest, he wasn't the fastest. The thing was that whenever he went in and he got the ball, he would go run straight at the guy trying to tackle him. He would run straight for the paint, and everybody else was afraid to do that. So, and that got him noticed because he worked on himself the most. It's like when I go to acting class, so, you know, the teacher will ask for, okay, who wants to volunteer for this? And we'll kind of all look down. And this story made me think about it. My hand should go up every time, even if I'm not comfortable, especially if I'm not comfortable. Me, I'll do it. Let me do it. Me, I'll do it. For one thing, I'll get the most practice in. For the second thing, it will get me used to being afraid. It will get me used to facing the pain going forward instead of avoiding that thing. Because chances are that thing that pain that you're going through is the very thing you need to get through to accomplish your goal. And once you do that, you're going to start moving forward in your life. And
so
then
what
the
if
rest
there,
of your life is going
to be. What if there is no pain? What if you just have to deal with life? What if, okay, I got to take care of my family. I have to work. I have to pay the bills. And, you know, my goal of being the best underwater basket weaver in the world will just have to wait.
Sometimes it depends on what you're talking about. Of course you have to. Sometimes the pain is finding out, eking out that time. Okay, I've got to work. I got to take care of my family. And then in my off time, instead of sitting back and watching TV, instead of sitting back and just, I'm so tired, I'm going to bed, you're going to eke out an hour of underwater basket weaving because that's what you want to do. And sometimes that's the pain. Or maybe it's going to work an hour early and knocking out all the business you have to do that day so you can spend an hour doing your underwater basket weaving. So whatever that is, and I have quotation marks around the word pain. It doesn't have to be a physical pain. Sometimes it's just tediousness. Oh, I don't want to do that. This is not the thing I love doing, and yet it has to be done. And if I do it, like for me, if I'm like, well, I have so many other things that are so important that I have to do, I don't want to work on this administrative thing. No, because then I'm just loading up my day so I can't accomplish stuff. So I can go, see, I was too busy. I don't have to do the thing I don't want to do. No, get it out of the way so that you have more free time so that you can learn and then explore, for me personally, explore why you can't sit and relax. You know, why do you have to keep myself so busy that I don't, you know, that kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Well, it definitely sounds a lot like the same answer of going towards what you don't want or what you resist, I guess, is there. I think there's a lot more to it, but I think we're out of time for this section here. So if you'd like to hear more of what we do, you can go to successfreaks.com. And you'll find all the podcasts. This is number, what, 184, 185?
185.
Yeah, 185. So a number of these will be on Blog Talk Radio. It's going to take a while to get everything backed up there. So you just go to successfreaks.com. You'll also find blogs. You'll find videos of Mordant. There's over 300 out there now. I would have stopped at 300 because, you know, this is Sparta, but that's just me. I didn't reach 300, so what can I say? There's like 10 videos of me out there somewhere. So, yeah, you can check us out there. And, of course, here on blogtalkradio.com/successfreaks and WGNC 1450. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Success Freaks number 185. How do you laser focus your goals? And we are at the segment where we like to ask a question and then, you know. So Charles has a question. Charles has a question. Wait. Before we do this, I got to say I laughed just before going into the break because Mike in the chat room is said, underwater basket weaving is harder than it looks. I want to know, is that from practical experience? Has he studied this? Has he done this? Was he fully submerged or was it just hands under the water? You would think that it would make the whatever you're weaving.
Now you're killing me, Smalls.
All right. Let's get to the question.
Right. Thank you. So the question comes from Yahoo Answers this time. It's because you're not writing into us. So if you have a question you'd love for us to tackle, general, specific, otherwise, hit us up at contact@successfreaks.com. That's contact@successfreaks.com. We'd love to answer questions from you. Of course, you can put it on the facebook.com/successfreaks. Here is the question.
And you can ask us questions like this one coming up.
You know, it's a good question. It's a real question. And part of it made us laugh. So we're not mocking it. You'll understand. How to stay motivated and focus on goal. Now, I'm used to reading things from people who are not native English speakers. I'm going to guess that this guy's not a native English speaker. So we're going to fix it a little bit. But how do I stay motivated and focused on my goals? Hi, I have a dream. A dream to become a successful person, not to say it right, but to become one. A dream to become a successful person. I have certain small targets like studying hard to enhance my skills, moving forward, etc. I have strong planning, but zero.
I don't think it's a writing, dude. I think you have no.
Yeah, these are real words that are being used properly. For some reason, I cannot read it today. Execution. Zero execution. Main reasoning of wasting my time is watching porn movies. Every day, I love the honesty there. Every day I make commitments to not watch such mind-distracting movies, and every day I break those also. I want to really stop these nuisance activities and seriously want to focus on my goals. I want to free my mind from such thinking, laziness, etc., and seriously want to concentrate on studies and follow the right direction. Kindly suggest me something. I really want to follow. If you want something of this life, go get it, period. Quote said by Will Smith in the movie Pursuit of Happiness. Thanks.
All right. I want to start off by saying here at Success Freak, we're 12 years old. So you throw something like that at us, it's going to be like, oh, this is awesome.
Challenge accepted.
So porn is getting in the way of you being a success.
Well, it's not really, but I want to hear what you got, Mordant.
Well, oddly enough, when you had me read this, oddly enough, with the book The Tools, it talks about different distractions getting in the way. You know, Facebook, social media, you know, whatever. One of the things was porn. And you can look at this two ways. It's like you can focus on okay, you're watching porn, and that's the thing, the issue you have to deal with. But I don't think that's the issue here. I think porn is the distraction that has that's coming up in this poor guy's life.
Are you okay, boy?
I'm fine.
You good there?
I'm fine. Yeah, I got this. And that's the thing. Sometimes when you're reading the book, The Tools, and keeping it in this scope of what I'm learning from that, the pain of having to do stuff instead of going, oh, well, I'm going to be distracted here. I mean, even yesterday when I was employing this first tool, there's a kind of a almost meditation like thing that you do. I found myself, what's this over on Facebook? What's this? You know, my body getting restless and wanting to look at other stuff. Things are going to come up, and it talks about this as well. I found this to be true in life as well. Once you make a decision to do something, hey, I'm going to do this thing, all of a sudden the universe goes, really? Well, how about this? Would you like to do this instead? How about this?
Chicken brown cow.
Yeah. well, there's a new porno that I've not seen, and gee, I should really, I need to work on my studying. As with any distraction, you're going to have to find a way to laser focus on what you really want. What's more important to you? How bad do you want it? Is something that we've talked about here before. Do you want it bad enough to set aside your Facebook? Do you want it bad enough to set aside that movie? Sometimes free time with your friends? Do you want it that bad? Is it in the scope of your goal, your ultimate goal in life? Because up until now, you've been living the way you wanted to live and doing the things that you wanted to do. And how's that working out for you? Are you moving closer to your goal?
I don't even think this dude's gotten started correctly, to be honest with you. I mean, look at the writing here. I don't mean how badly I read it, or that it's a second language thing, it seems like, or at least bad. If I say it's bad grammar, it's really bad grammar. Because my fourth grader has better grammar than I do sometimes. So look at his writing, though. I have certain small targets, studying hard to enhance my skills, moving forward. I dream to become a successful person. These are not goals.
Right.
These are widespread lies that you're telling yourself. I mean, a goal is something specific. My wife has told me lately that my son's hair is getting too long. He wants it cut in a certain way that I can do, but I've been very, very busy. And she's like, okay, you're going to set a day this week to get it done. And if you don't get it done, the next day I'm going to take him to the barber shop. And I'm like, well, you know, I can save us money. It's easy enough for me to do. I like doing it. So, but that's a goal. That was okay. So the goal is I'm going to get done by a certain day this week. And if I don't, I understand that consequences will happen. And is it a reality of what I really, really want to do in my priority list? We'll see. We'll find out. If it happens, it's not. Or if it happens, it is. If it doesn't happen, it's not. But you don't have any priorities here. You call watching porn a nuisance activity and mind distracting. Well, you're going to replace it with Facebook. You're going to replace it with something else because you have no goals. I mean, he loves the quote here. If you want something of this life, go get it, period. But you don't even know what you want. Not when you're saying you want to become a successful person. A successful what? You know, honestly, and I'm not being ugly or facetious or controversial, but quite honestly, maybe you want to direct porn, dude. Maybe you want to be in porn. I'm not saying you should or shouldn't. I'm not judging the industry or any of that stuff. I'm saying a little not equal, but a little side note here is when I lost my job, I was playing this game on Facebook all the time. And it was fine because it would go along with my work. And it kept me engaged in doing things because I get bored doing the same thing over and over again, which was what my work was at the time. When I lost my job, I knew I need to be really focusing my energies on getting a new job, creating more income. But I found myself playing this game more and more. Instead of using the words that he uses everywhere here, not and don't and not. You know I said not twice, but it's very important that you understand. He's like, I don't want to do this, and I'm not doing that. And it's like, just stop. What do you want? I immediately found myself in with this game going, I don't want to stop. I don't want to spend time doing other stuff. I want to be here. So I started a podcast on it. And I balanced it. I toned it back to where I wasn't playing as much. So I would find, like Mordant does with the $100 a word game or whatever. Like, okay, I will focus on getting, you know, my unemployment done or getting these applications done or actually looking for a new job so I can have something to show. I did this today, and then I'll play my game. Or I'll play it a little bit in balance, you know. And I rewarded myself that way. But I made a job for myself with this game, and it's actually become successful. So that's a whole different thing. What I'm saying is, if you're finding yourself doing something all the time, maybe that's something you should be doing. I'm not specifically saying porn, but more than you know, dig me out of this R-rated hole here.
One of the things that Charles said in the beginning that this fellow has not done is been very specific with his goals. There's an acronym called SMART. You want SMART goals, and SMART goals are specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. So you really want to set a goal for yourself. Well, I just want to become a success or something like that. You don't have a definition. That's not measurable. That's not specific. What does that really, really mean? Well, you know, I got up and my potty training is still working. Woohoo! I'm a success. This guy needs to be more specific. I don't think if he had said, I'm a videographer, I do films and all I'm doing is watching porn, then I would say, well, maybe that's something that you want to look at. Although I think that might be, not a good thing for this fellow. I think porn is a distraction. If he had said Facebook, if he had said,
it's still a distraction.
Something else, you know, along those lines. I'm just ignoring you.
Jumping in because it's time. Oh. It's time. Sorry, I know you're on a roll, and maybe you can throw in a little bit in the next section, but we have to jump off so we can get to the next section. So check us out. We're on Twitter at FT. That's my other one. At success_freaks on Twitter. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Success Freaks, number 185. How do you laser focus your goals? We are now in the level up section. And I honestly, for this show, I think the whole show has been kind of a level up section, but we've been talking about how to do it. How do you laser focus your goals? Well, you can look at the acronym, you know, SMART goals, which again is specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. Timely being, okay, I'm going to do this step of the goal by this date or by this time, however you want to do that. If they fall into that, then you've got something you can work with. Anything else, you're just kind of fluffing it up. I want to be a success. I want to be I want to be successful like Oprah. You know, it's that you need to
I get to still claim that. You can't make me stop saying that.
It's not specific enough. Stop. It's not specific enough for what we're talking about here. It's certainly not going to help you level up. It's too amorphous, and I'm probably using that word wrongly.
What is that word? Is that something to do with frogs?
Yes, amorous. I don't know if it's even
I've never
a word
heard.
Right now.
Now I'm serious. I actually don't know what that is.
It's a word anymore. Now I think I just pulled it. You know, anyways, okay. This is just a scrap. You know, words are my porn. That's all I got to say. I'm a words guy. The first thing you have to do is pick a goal. Pick one. Find what do you love to do. Even if you know if you could be successful, no matter what you wanted to do, you'd be the brilliant, you've got the money, you've got the looks, you've got everything else. Even if you're 80 years old and you want to be an astronaut, what would you do? Pick that. Okay, I want to be, you know, I want to work in film and television. That's what I like to do. I like acting on camera. I love it. Am I that great at it? No, but that doesn't matter. You know, what do I want to do? That is a goal. What's another one? I want to be able to touch the world. And what does that mean? Well, I want to speak and help others be awesome. Okay, good. That's something. So what things in your life are you doing to work towards that? Pick a thing each day. Each day, have you done something for this? Have you done something for this? Whatever your main goal is. And I gave that long story about the 100 words because write down all the things that you want to do. Now, whittle it down to 5. Now, whittle it down to 3. Now, those 3 are the things you should concentrate. What about all this other stuff? Look, if you're just going to, if you're going to scattershot thank you. Well, you're going to scattershot with your shotgun. You're not going to really take anything down. You're going to hurt some stuff with buckshot. It's going to run off your land and whatever. But if you have a sniper rifle that you're going to hit these 3 things, boom, boom, boom. You know, one day at a time, one thing at a time, or, you know, each thing you're working on something for that day, that's going to get you closer. Anything else, you're just giving lip service. Anything else, you're letting yourself be distracted. There is no laser focus here. That's if you want to specifically go towards something. So that's what I have on there.
You know, my level up is twofold. One, I said earlier, is once you can explain it to yourself, once you fully understand what your goal or goals are, then you're really on the right track. What I found from that is you start living that goal. You start living that dream. And then it becomes even more narrow. It becomes, what do you do? What is it in your life that drives you? And for me, I help others be awesome, man. It's everything I do is to that extent.
And but that you have specific things you do in that. I hear yeah, you yeah, say but you that. Can get, you and can I get know overloaded. You. I know you have specific things you do. Like how do you help others be awesome? Give me an example that yeah, you but do.
The how is not the goal. You know, the how is just the mechanics of it.
See, this is where I agree with that, but this is partly where Charles and I disagree about how you should.
Oh, yeah, and that's my second level up, is don't worry about what other people say. You know, Morta has and I'm not knocking you, but Morta has given me crap about, you know, everybody does that. When you grow up, what do you want to do? And we've had different meetings through different times of how do we refocus? And especially when we had a team and we went around and everybody's like, well, this is what I want to do. This is what I was like, this is what I want to do. I want to be Steve Jobs. I want to be Oprah Winfrey. And they're like, that's even, you heard it today. Well, that's too amphibian or yeah, whatever it was you said. And like, no, that word, I don't care. Word. I honestly don't care what you think about that. I don't care what you say about that, because that is the only way to explain exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to help people be awesome to the extent it's going to change the damn world. And those are the two people that do that. The how will get me there. The how is mechanics of it. So at this point, I do take a lot of his advice. I've changed, and Morty, you'll agree, I've changed a yes. lot of the way of the things that I do. Absolutely. Because of your advice, and vice versa. But this one area, I'm going to hold that. I'm going to say, that's it. That's the goal. That's the end. That's the end game
goal,
for me.
I think that goal is amorphous. Amorphous, without a clearly defined shape or form. You won't know when you get there. You want to be like Steve Jobs?
There's no there.
So you want to be able to yell at those people that work with you. Did you mean that
yeah,
way?
Yeah, that'd be yes, he's like sometimes.
That. I know we are like that sometimes. But see, that could be anything. You could say, I want to be about maybe an aspect of this, of Steve Jobs.
This is where I've leveled up. I'm la, 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 la. I'm not listening.
Because today brought you by the word empress.
How did Steve Jobs know when he was there? When he died. And he knew he had changed the world before that. There's a speech that he gave at Stanford about his life.
That's how he knows he was done.
No, well, that's true. But there's no there. See, that's the thing. For people like that, there's no there. Jim Henson, Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey, there's no there.
What about his speech?
As long as they have the power to change the world, they change the world.
What about his speech?
Okay, the speech at Stanford, you should look that up on YouTube. It's the Stanford, what is it when they graduate? It's not called graduation, commencement speech. The Stanford commencement speech.
And is there something you wanted to share from that?
I don't remember the direct quotes, but the idea was he had been diagnosed with illness, with a terminal illness about a few months before he gave this speech. And he basically talked about his life, but he talked about how he's just going to keep going until he dies. He's just, because that's who he is. He's just going to keep doing what he does. And even in that moment, every little word he was saying was changing that class and changing the people who viewed it and changing the people who heard it. There's no there. There's no shape. What does Steve want to do? He didn't want to create the iPhone. He wanted to change how electronics and our lives intertwined. And he kept doing that till the day he died. Oprah Winfrey, I doubt she grew up as a little girl going, I want to have a massive TV station and build schools in Africa. She just grew up helping others be awesome. She changed the world, and every step of her show did that, and every step of her stuff has done that. And she's even gotten flack. She's gotten flack for building schools in Africa and not one down the street from her house. She goes, because I won't even get into the because, but I'm like, really, you're changing the world, and people get down on you for that. Does she care? I don't know. I've not talked to her lately. We don't keep up as much as we used to. But but on the outside, on the public side of it, she keeps going. The haters are going to hate. She doesn't care on the public view. She just changes the world. I don't think there's a there with that. I don't want to touch the world. I want to change the world. I don't know. That was
so ominous. We just let it sit there for a minute.
Here comes offering plate. Please put in what you can. Yeah, I don't know.
From the chat room, Mike says about Steve Jobs, the cynic in me saw a man in denial about his mortality. I think that can work to your advantage.
I think he's immortal
to some level. If you have stuff you're doing, if you don't have stuff you're doing, I'm going to live forever. I can always write that book. Then it's a bad thing. With Steve Jobs, he's like, I want to just keep moving forward. I want to keep working. One of the things I noticed with my dad is when he retired from working in the State Department, he got a small, quote unquote, and really quotes around this, ranch. And I watch him being a very, very busy man, very important. To doing stuff on his own in his retirement didn't turn out to be what he thought it was, which later led on to alcoholism. So for me, there is no retirement. You just when you're done with your whatever your workforce job is or whatever your bread and butter job was, then you get to work on that stuff you want to do. So anybody who's at that retiring age, don't think, hey, I want to go and just fish and then do this and then do that, where you don't have anything really that you're going to be working on, because you're going to go, okay, I've fished 100 days, I've done this 100 days, and now I'm just sitting around the house. Have something that you still want to do in your life. Have something where you're going to feel useful in your life with your family, with your community, whatever that is. If you're going to retire, retire to something you really want to do, because if you just don't have anything.
Well, and I want to get us to telling people where we are, but we've got the On Beyond. Okay, so if you don't hear On Beyond Success Freaks, there's 5 segments to our show. Excuse me. There's the intro that we do that we tell you what we're going to talk about. Then there's the discussion. The third section is the listener question. The fourth section is the level up. And the fifth and final section is On Beyond. You know, we're really digging in deeper into what we're talking about. So if you're missing that, go to successfreaks.com. The full version is there. The full version will be on blogtalkradio.com/successfreaks as well. But we're going to talk about doing what you love and when you should do it. But more than, you know what? I ran us out of time. So I'll talk to people. We're on iTunes, right? You can check us out on iTunes. Just find us on Success Freaks there. You can subscribe through iTunes if you do that. Of course, on successfreaks.com, we have the regular RSS feed as well. You can subscribe there. Block Talk Radio has an RSS feed that we're actually merging everything together. You'll be able to subscribe there. Find us everywhere. We've got blogs. We've got videos. We've got books. You know, successfreaks.com/book. Did I miss anything, sir?
No, I think that was, did you say WGNC every Thursday night, 5 o'clock Eastern time, and we're there so they'll get the newest show, they'll get this show before it goes out on iTunes or anything else like that. So
there you go. So
that's
check
it.
Us
we
out.
Get it to them in time.
We'll be right back with On Beyond. Welcome to On Beyond Success Freaks, where we go bigger, badder, better, more into the topics of discussion from the show. And Mordant really has me fired up. I'm Charles McFall. With me is our Mordant Mod. And we got into a level up section where we talked about your goals. And he's talking about laser focus. And we just on disparate sides of this a little bit, because I do think you have to focus. But I think once you focus, once you understand what you're doing, you'll live it. Now, Lauren Alexander, longtime friend of ours, great little actress, and she is up and coming in the world. She's got some other projects she can't talk about right now that I'm excited to hear. I love when people go, man, I've got this project. I can't wait to talk about it. I'm excited. I saw that today, this morning on Facebook. But she is in listening. She says, in regards to changing the world, that's a nice goal, but you have to have those small, attainable goals that amount to changing the world. No.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner.
No, I think you're missing the point. I think you're laser focus makes you miss the world sometimes. I don't think you have a winner. You're missing what I'm saying. You live what you do. And here's why I'm saying this. This weekend, a friend of mine who's gay, they got married over New Year's Eve weekend up in New York City. New Year's Eve, they got married so they could start the new year as a married couple. And it was awesome. I didn't get to go. They just had a reception yesterday. And in planning it, they asked if I could come run the audio for them, which I've done in the past. I'm like, absolutely. I am no DJ. I have zero desire to be a DJ, to play music at parties. I help others be awesome. And at this point, that's all they needed me to do. That's what I did. You know, I did some announcing. I did, you know, I brought all my gear, set it up. It's perfect for them. And I'm mixing music and putting stuff up for people. And they come, hey, Mr. DJ, and blah, blah. It is irritating, but I let it go because I understand they don't understand who I am. But somebody asked me, he's like, hey, somebody who knows me knows some of the stuff I do, like the radio show and this. They go, hey, do you DJ on the side? And I'm going to tell my story a little backwards. So I stopped there. I'm going to go to the end of the story. And as I'm playing music, and I'm going, does this song work? Because the dance floor wasn't always full. And if I'm noticing the dance floor is a little empty, I'm looking around the room. At any point in time, I'm not sure about a song. I'm looking around the room. And every time I did that, people were smiling. They were singing along with the songs. You know, some were still talking to each other, don't get me wrong. But some people were dancing. So it's like, okay, I realize there's something bigger here. And so to go back to the question, do you DJ on the side? Absolutely not. I don't do anything on the side. I executive produce life. I help others be awesome. I bring the joy. And I bring the fun, man. So the little goals, the little things that get you there, I just live that. I did this. I helped others be awesome. I changed his world because he asked me to bring my sound equipment in. I changed somebody else's world by agreeing to be a technical producer for their show and do stuff that, dude, I don't do. Morning, you know, I don't do Excel sheets. I anything office is just anti me, right? But I spent the last week of 2014, that's all I did because I've learned it because I was helping this other crew be awesome. I was doing that for them because I say yes. So that's where I disagree with these. You have to have these little steps. I think once you understand what you do and you live it, the steps fall into place.
Now, I'm going to jump in on this now. Yeah. I think that once you understand what you do and you live it, those steps have become a habit for you. You don't have to think about them. You do them still. And it took you learning those steps to get there. You said, I don't do Excel sheets, and yet you just spent time learning how to do that. Yeah. This, you know, you can
learn. But it wasn't a goal. It wasn't a specific thing. Oh, I'm going to go learn this so I can be better. It's like, My goal is to change the world.
You know, they are goals. They are helpful. Whether or not you write them down, they're there. I mean, I've produced shows before, you know, theater shows and things like that, and there are steps along the way. Instead of saying, I'm going to do this great theater show. Okay, what are you going to do? I'm going to do this great theater show. Well, okay, what are you going to do first? I'm going to do this great theater show. And if you don't have some kind of goal, smart goals to get you there, you're just going to look at the big picture and you're not going to take your steps. I'm going to go from Arizona to Florida. How are you going to get there? Mile by mile. A journey of 1,000, it's more than 1,000 miles, believe me, boys and girls. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. You know, putting down those steps is what gets you there. Now, let me go back to the chat room since we're all haggling.
Yeah, I laughed. Lauren Alexander's like, ding, 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 Morton.
Lauren's got, ding, 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 Morton. And then Mike's got, yeah, McFall, I would like to help change the world, only I have a hard time figuring out where to start.
And this is exactly why we have both of us on the show.
The title of this show is, how do you laser focus your goals? Okay, my goals is changing the world. Okay, dial it down a bit. How are you going to do that one step at a time?
I see. So, this is why we have the two of us on, though, because our minds are different. There are people out there who work like me. You know, me, Steve, Jim, Oprah. We all hang out. We're good. There are people, though, who say. But you said, I love that example. It made me smile. I didn't laugh because I didn't want to interrupt you, but it made me smile. I'm going to do a great theater show. Where are you going to start? I'm going to do great. That's me, though, in a nutshell. It is. It's when I started podcasting. I knew. I said, I'm going to talk for a living. I mean, I was four shows into at the time, as bear crawling, is I'd started some stuff before. I knew this is an area I wanted to be in, but four shows in to bear crawling, I was like, this is what I'm gonna do the rest of my life. And Hugh summed it up best. He was mocking me at the time, but he summed it up, so you want to talk to people and get paid for it. I'm like, yeah, basically. You know, I don't know how to put it into words. And every step of that way, I went, you don't understand. It's going to be a big deal. I'm going to run things. I don't know the exact steps. I just know I'm going to change the world. I'm going to do it with my voice. And every step of the way, I had people like Hugh and honestly like you and Lauren here going, oh, that's, you know, you got to have to, you're putting the cart before the horse. I'm like, you'll either get it or you won't. Either you're hanging out with me and you're working along and you're okay, and you are, Morten, you're okay with how I do things. It drives you a little crazy. It's vice versa. Sometimes the way you do things drives me a little crazy. But here I am 10 years later, one of the influencers in the community that I live in, and we're speaking at New Media Expo. I'm probably speaking at Podcast Camp. They haven't opened that up yet. I'm definitely speaking at Dragon Con again this year. You know, we've got other things I can't talk about that or in the works that all of a sudden, because I just know that this is where I'm going. I don't know the exact steps. I just kept going towards that goal. I'm going to put on a great theater show. I have a great theater show.
I got to chime in again. I have worked with you, and here's the interesting thing about Mr. McFall. We put together we had a conference where we gathered a bunch of speakers and we put on a motivational conference for that. Charles is very much the guy who's like, okay, we need to get this done. We need to get this done. We need to get this done. We have to do it early. Let's not wait till the last minute. And we're all like, we don't need to have that done for this amount of time. He's like, it doesn't matter because things are going to come up. You need to take care of this business. And he's absolutely right. One of his strengths, oddly enough, even though he's saying this, one of his strengths is get what you need to done. So he does take care of all those small steps, even though he's got his eye on the prize, even though he's got his eyes on the big picture. He is laser focused with his goals, whether he wants to admit it or not. That is how he works. I've worked with him.
I'm not saying I can't be. I'm just saying I do the process the other way. And there are people who work it that way. There are people who, like you and Lauren, I'm gonna call her Ding Ding from now on. You and Ding Ding over there. I don't have that fear step, and that's something that I heard there. You go, well, if I get this too big of a picture, I'll never take the steps because I'm afraid I'll take the wrong steps. I'm never afraid I'll take the wrong steps. I take more steps than are necessary to figure out where I'm going because I just go. Nobody's always like me. There are people like me. There's people like you. And that's exactly, I want to reiterate that. This is exactly why we do a show together, because it's two different styles. It's two different voices. And absolutely, if you just go, I picked it apart in the letter, right, Morten? He says, I want to be a successful person. Well, that means crap. You know, what do you want to be successful at? I can tell you what I want to be successful at. And you're right. As steps come up, I start saying, oh, we're going to get to that milestone. But I don't start out there. So I'm not saying I can't do it. I'm just saying I'm different.
I want to point out that Lauren has said that Ding was my first husband's last name, so she was actually Lauren Ding for a while.
That's funny.
Yeah. Speaking of people who get things done and who I'm going to pimp her out a little bit, Mike, I don't know what you do, so I can't pimp you out. But Lauren actually is a writer. She writes under the name of Ellie Collins. We've had her on the show before. If you want to check out her book that's coming out, it is called Empire Valley, The Arrival, and you can find it at empirevalleyseries.com. I am going to smack her down a little bit and say there's still not a link to any of your social media on this page, and we've already talked about that, darling. Fix it. Fix it. Set your goal and do it.
Fick it. I think is what he said. Fick it.
Fick it.
All right. So we got to get out of here. It is time to let AM 1450 go. And it's time to let Blog Talk Radio go. So you hit us, sir.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for people in our chat room. You were a lot of fun. And this has been R. Morten Mon.
And I'm the whatever you can't keep me down. Bear.
You are the Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey,
Jim Henson.
Jim Henson Bear. There you go. Fozzie Bear. I can't do Fozzie. I can't do Fozzie.
Waka okay. Waka.
There you go. Thank you. Ciao, success freaks. Boom, baby.
like me anyway.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.